We live in a culture that prizes action. But now, former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says it's important to make space to just be.
Simply spending 5 minutes just listening to the birds chirping or to the conversation around you.
Solitude and ways to overcome loneliness on the next Hidden Brain from NPR.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. On this edition of All Songs Considered, some quietude, some great unknowns, but I'll start off with two songs from artists we've loved on the show from the beginning. First, from Bright Eyes. I've been missing the music that Conor Oberst, Nate Walcott, Mike Mogus, and his friends have been making for much of the 2010s. Their last record together was The People's Key, which came out in 2011. But last month, we heard the first new music from Bright Eyes with a song called Persona Non Grata. And just moments ago, I watched a lyric video premiere that was online for their new song called Forced Convalescence. Conor's been putting out music for 25 years now. He had a scare with a brain cyst in 2016, and he's just turned 40. This new song is a wonderful reflection on and an appreciation for life.
Forced convalescence in bed rest, stirring contest with the ceiling and my feet was momentarily conscious of the backflips of the doing in my sleep. I'm not afraid of the future. Have to suffer and repeat. I tend to agree. What happens will be pain of my own making, cut short by eternity. Now I
fighting my fantasies.
Bright eyes, including Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers on bass, John Theodore, known best perhaps as the drummer for the Mars Volta, and a huge cast of others. The new song is called Forced Convalescence from Bright Eyes. It's the second new song to come out in as many months. No announcement of an album yet, but I expect that'll change in the coming months. Another welcome return is new music from Yanzi. The Siguro singer last put out a solo album in 2010, and I think the last Siguro album of new songs was 2013. But we have this from the now LA-based Icelandic musician. It's a song called Exhale, and it's a perfect song to simply stop what you're doing and take stock of what you have. Yanzi, this music, as I understand it, was worked on for a number of years, and more recently, Yanzi took it to producer A.G. Cook, known for his more discordant musical styles. And how they came up with this is a beautiful mystery. The song is called Exhale. The video for this is astonishing. So go enjoy and get lost in its beauty. So now onto an artist you likely won't know. Ella Minas is a synth player from Columbia, now based in New York City. She came to the U.S. and studied at the Berklee College of Music. Her double major was jazz, drumming, and synthesizer design. I love this. She was a drummer in a punk band from the age of 12. The song I'm going to play for you is called They Told Us It Was Hard, But They Were Wrong.
Thank you.
The music of Ella Minus, that's E-L-A and the word minus. That's her first single, and it's on Domino. It's an artist I'm definitely going to keep my ear out for. I'm going to take a break, be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues such as isolation, depression, stress, anxiety, and more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when you need professional help. Get help at your own time and your own pace. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Visit betterhelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month. This message comes from NPR sponsor State Farm. State Farm fits seamlessly into your life, allowing you to easily manage your coverage, pay your bill, and even file a claim with the State Farm mobile app. And they really get to know you. Thanks to a network of 19,000 agents, you'll have someone local to talk you through options that fit your personal needs. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and now it's time for Skull Crusher. Jesus. Anyway, so it's not what you might think. Skull Crusher is the music of LA-based songwriter Helen Ballantyne. She said she wrote this song that I'm going to play called Places/Plans alone in her room while unemployed. And she goes on to say that the song, quote, attempts to communicate the beauty and vulnerability of being alone and what it means to let someone else in to see that. Maybe some of you are experiencing that right now. Here's Skull Crusher, Places/Plans.
You told me your friends in love with a guy. Tell me for a reason. Do you care about that kind of stuff? Do you think you could look up to me that way? Do you think that I'm going places? Does it matter if I'm a really good friend? That I'm there when you call and when your show's end? Can I make it out there as I am? Without my name on a door or a headline?
Skull Crusher. That single is called Places/Plans. She has an EP coming in late June on Secretly Canadian. So last night I watched this short film starring a man with a portable reel-to-reel tape machine walking around in the wintry French Alps. and recording sounds around him, the crunching of his feet in the snow, the sound of breaking branches. He was a man obsessed with sound and a man after my own heart. And that person was Nils Fromm, one of the most important musicians in my life these days. Nils Fromm plays piano where all the sounds of the piano become part of the score. The hammer on the felt, the mechanics of the foot pedal, the breath of a performer. And in that film I watched, called Empty, was a gentle and graceful score by Nils Fromm. The music can be found on a recently released recording called Empty. This is called A Shimmer. Thank you. A Shimmer is the name of the song by Nils Fromm from a record recorded a number of years ago, only released recently. In fact, it was released on the 88th day of this year, March 28th, for what Nils Fromm has declared Piano Day. Sarah Lipstadt was a formerly trained piano player when she discovered the guitar in her late teens. For her, it unlocked a sonic and much less formal world, less theory, more intuitive. For the past dozen years or so, Sarah has been making extraordinary soundscapes as Noveller. I'm going to let her music take us out with this ethereal adventure. It's a tune called Effectology from an album coming in June called Arrow. Be well, all. I hope the show helped. We have some extraordinary Tiny Desk home concerts online, and we're still releasing ones we recorded in early March. The Tiny Desk contest closes April 27th. If you haven't entered and you have time on your hands, what are you waiting for? I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.